我们今天要看到约书亚记的第四章。
Today we'll look at Joshua chapter 4.
在我们没有看到第四章以前，稍微有一点事情要更正一下。
But before we go into chapter 4, there is just a minor detail we have to correct.
或者说是澄清一下。
Or just to make clear.
我们说当时祭司抬着约柜进约旦河的时候，很可能只有两个人。
We've said that it was possible that the ones who were carrying the ark across the Jordan could have been only two people.
那当然这只是一个可能而已。
Of course, this is only a possibility.
但是也绝对不会有太多的人。
But in fact, there shouldn't have too many people carrying the ark.
因为我们如果从圣经上提到名字的祭司，那个时候我们的确是只看见两个人。
But from the Bible that it mentions the name of the priest, we can only see two.
因为那时我们只看见以利亚撒和菲利哈。
And there we can only see Phinehas and Eliza.
40年前还提了早一些时间还提到以他玛。
And just before, it also mentions Itamar.
但是到了这个时候，好像就不大多见到他的名字了。
But up to this point, it seems like there's not mentioned much of his name at all.
不过我们实在也相信，应该是不止两个人。
We still do believe that there should be more than two carrying the ark.
虽然他们只有两家人。
And even though there are only two families,
总有几个孩子。
They should have some children.
不管如何。
No matter what,
抬月柜的人一定不多。
That the ones carrying the ark shouldn't be too many.
那么抬那么一个整夜一个差不多一个整天整夜，那的确也是很不简单。
And to carry the ark all day long is indeed not very simple.
所以那一个祭司的站立的那一个事实的原则还是没有受到影响的。
So the principle of the fact that the priests were standing there is still not affected.
那么以约柜前行了。
So when
约柜前行
when the ark was moving forward,
那犹大大队就动身。
Then the tribe of Judah started to move.
流便队也动身了。
And the tribe of Reuben,
那他们就按照他们安营的次序，从东从南从西从北，这样就出发了。
And they move according to the camp, from east to south to west to north.
那等到第三章的末了，就说国民尽都过了约旦河。
And at the end of chapter 3, it says that till the people have all crossed the Jordan.
那第四章开始又说国民尽都过了约旦河。
And at the beginning of chapter 4, it says, when the whole nation had finished crossing the Jordan.
我们感谢神。
We praise our Lord.
全体以色列人都过河了。
That the whole nation of Israel crossed the river.
但是有一件事情在第四章我们看到了。
But we see that there's a matter that takes place in chapter 4.
就算国民全都过了约旦河。
And even if the whole nation did cross the Jordan,
祭司还是站在河当中。
That the priests were still standing in the middle of the river.
没有跟着队伍里边最末了的那一个人上到河的那一边。
They did not follow the last person who was crossing the river to go on to dry land.
那第四章不是说过河的问题。
Chapter 4 does not talk about the matter of crossing the river.
那过河的问题在第三章就算是讲过了。
That speaks about crossing the river in chapter 3.
那第四章是说过河里头有一件非常非常重要的，又可以说是非常非常严肃的事情在那里安排着。
And chapter 4 speaks about something that happened during the crossing of the river that's very important and solemn.
可以说第四章那个过河的安排，一些个安排是解释第三章他们怎么能过河。
We can say that what happens during chapter 4 may explain how they were to cross in chapter 3.
那所以我们来注意第三章第一节。
So let us pay attention to the first verse in chapter 3.
如果按照中文圣经来读，
If according to the Chinese translation,
好像是国民都过了河以后，神就说话。
It seems as if the whole nation had already crossed the river before God speaks.
那当我们细细读第四章的时候，
And if we read carefully into chapter 4,
我们就发觉，
then we'll notice.
如果把第三章的第四章的第一句话驳掉到第三章的末了，那就没有会不可能引起什么误会。
If we were to link the first verse in chapter 4 to the last verse in chapter 3, then we wouldn't have any misunderstanding.
但是因为他把它摆在第四章的开头，而中文圣经里头翻译的时候也多加了一个介词，那就很容易给我们引起一些的误会。
It's because of the Chinese translation that when it's put in chapter 4, and they have also added a preposition that there might be some misunderstanding.
那我们要注意。
So let us pay attention.
第四章是说出他们过河的整个的安排是怎么做的。
Chapter 4 speaks on the arrangement of how they are to cross the river.
正如创世纪第二章怎样去解说创世纪第一章。
Just as if Genesis chapter 2 explains Genesis chapter 1.
那创世纪第一章是大体的就说了那六天的神的工作。
Now, Genesis chapter 1 just in general speaks on God's work for 6 days.
那第二章就比较详细的来指出造人前后的一些过程。
And chapter 2 in Genesis speaks on before and after the creation of man in detail.
那现在在这里约书亚记我们又碰到这样的题材了。
And again here we have this arrangement in Joshua.
第三章是说到他们过河了。
Chapter 3 speaks on them crossing the Jordan.
第四章就说到他们过河的时候一些重要的环节。
And chapter 4 speaks on some important matters when they are crossing the river.
那所以第二句所说的耶和华对约书亚说的那个话，你把那个旧字拿开，那就很清楚了。中文。
And in Chinese, when it says, "Then the Lord spoke to Joshua," if you take away the "then," then it'll be very clear.
那么就是说，当神吩咐以色列人过河的时候，神告诉约书亚说，你要注意做一件事情。
It is when God told Joshua, when you tell the Israelites to cross the river, remember to do one thing.
他说你要从民中选12个人。
That you have to choose 12 men from the tribe.
每支派一个人。
One from each tribe.
就告诉他们说。
And tell them.
当他们走到祭司站在河当中的那个地方。
That when they go into the middle of the river.
就从哪里就拿起12块石头
for them to take up 12 pieces of stone
把那十二块石头带到河的那一边
and to carry these 12 pieces of stone over across the river
就是当天晚上他们住宿的地方
and to where they were to camp that night
那么现在约书亚在以色列人过河的以前就已经安排了这12个人了。
And Joshua had arranged these 12 men before they crossed the river.
那么这些石头神要他们带过去做什么呢？
And these stones, why did God want them to bring it over?
我们先来注意这一个。
Let us pay attention to this first.
第六节。
Verse 6.
他说这些石头在你们中间可以作为证据。然后你们的子孙问你们说这些石头是什么意思？你们就对他们说，这些是因为约旦河的水在耶和华的约柜前断绝，约柜过约旦河的时候，约旦河的水就断绝了。这些石头要做以色列人永远的纪念。
And it was to serve as a sign among you in the future when your children ask you, what do these stones mean? Tell them that the flow of the Jordan was cut off before the Lord, before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, when it crossed the Jordan. The rivers of the Jordan were cut off. These stones are to be a memorial to the people of Israel forever.
这十二个石头乃是为着做一个证物来用的。
And these 12 stones were to be a memorial. To be a witness.
这些十二个石头摆在那里。
And these 12 stones were to be put there.
就见证一件事。
And it's to witness one
matter. 以色列人曾经从约旦河走过来。
That the people of Israel did cross the Jordan.
但是他们怎么走法呢?
But how did they cross?
是神在走在他们前头。
It was the Lord who went before them.
神给他们开路。
And the Lord opened the path for
them. 神断了约旦河的水流。
And the Lord cut off the flow of the river Jordan.
让以色列人从约旦河的干地走到对岸去。
So the Israelites might walk on dry land to cross the Jordan.
那这十二块石头就是在河当中那里拿起来的。
And these 12 pieces of stone were from the middle of the river.
好，他们在那里堆砌在一起。
And they were to put them together.
那然后就在那里见证这个事实。
And there to bear this witness.
弟兄姊妹，我们注意这个。
Brothers and sisters, let us pay attention to.
这一个见证的重点在什么地方？
What is the importance of bearing this witness?
这个重点不在以色列人过河这一件事。
The focus is not on the Israelites crossing the river.
这个见证乃是重在约柜进到水中这一件事。
The focus is that the ark had entered into the water.
以色列人经过约旦河，这一点，以色列人都明白，以色列人的子孙都知道。
And at this point that the Israelites did cross the river, the Israelites themselves understand and their children know.
因为他们原来在埃及。
Because they were originally from Egypt.
后来花了40年在旷野。
And they spent 40 years in the wilderness.
如今到了迦南地。
And now they're in Canaan.
从旷野到迦南地必须要过约旦河。
And from the wilderness to enter into Canaan, they must cross the river.
这是必然的事实。
It is a given.
这是一定要出现的事。
And this is something that must happen.
没有什么稀奇。
There's nothing amazing about it.
但稀奇的乃是说他们怎么过来的。
But what's amazing is how did they cross?
他们怎么过来的那一个焦点就在约柜进到水里。
How they cross is because of the ark entering into the water.
那所以弟兄姊妹你就注意。子孙一问的时候你们就说。
So brothers and sisters, pay attention when your children ask you, what do these stones mean? Tell them.
因为约旦河的水在耶和华的约柜前断绝，约柜过约旦河的时候，约旦河的水就断绝。
And to tell them that the flow of the Jordan was cut off before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord.
那是这样的一件事。
And this is what should happen.
因此现在我们就要留意了。
Then we should pay attention now, brothers and sisters.
约柜进入约旦河是什么意思？
What does it mean for the ark to enter into Jordan?
那约柜就是表明神的自己。
And the ark represents God himself.
那神的自己一进到约旦河是什么意思？
And what does it mean for God himself to enter into the Jordan River?
那当我们一问这个问题的时候，
And when we ask this question,
我们脑子里头必须要注意是约旦河。
We should pay attention that in our minds that River Jordan
不是约旦河道。
It's not the bank of the Jordan River.
Not the river bed.
The channel.
No.
Course.
It's not the course of the River Jordan.
乃是约旦河。
But the river Jordan itself.
如果是一个河道。
But if it was the course of a river.
它可以是干水的。
It could be dry.
它可以有水。
There can be water.
它也可以干水。
And it can also be dry.
如果说神的约柜到了约旦河道，那这个就不清楚。
If it's said that the ark of the covenant of the Lord entered into the course of the river Jordan, then it's not clear.
但是说约柜进到约旦河。
But for the ark to enter into River Jordan.
那是有水的河道。
And it's a river where has water in its course.
不仅是有水。
not only water,
并且那时候的水是涨过两岸的水。
But it was during flood stage where it covered both sides of the bank.
那所以我们就晓得了，那进到约旦河里头，那一个意思就是说出是一个死。
So therefore we understand that to enter into River Jordan is a death.
那弟兄姊妹我们都懂。
Brothers and sisters, we all understand.
那如果我们说神进到约旦河，我们也许不够太领会。
If we say that God entered into River Jordan, then we might not fully
understand.
But here is the ark entering to River Jordan.
约柜是金子加木头。
And the ark is wood covered with gold.
进到水里就沉到水底的。
And if it enters into water, it will sink to the bottom.
沉在水底那里就不会动的。
And it would be stationary when it sinks to the bottom.
那就是死。
And that is death.
那所以说，约柜进到约旦河，乃是说到神进入死地。
And for the ark to enter into River Jordan is for God to enter into death.
那么从前以色列人不太会领会这一个，我肯定。
And before the Israelites cannot fully comprehend this, I can be sure of that.
但是我们今天活在新约里头的人，我们不能不领会。
But today, for us who live in the New Testament, we cannot but to comprehend this.
我们必须要领会。
We must comprehend this.
领会到这一个是表明神进入死。
To understand that this represents God entered into death.
神进入死究竟是怎么回事？
What is this matter that God entered into death?
那对我们新约的人来说，应该是不是一个难处？
For us who are in the New Testament, there shouldn't be any problem there.
因为我们蒙恩的根基乃是神儿子的死。
Because we are justified is because of His Son's death.
那神儿子的死就成了我们蒙恩的根基。
And this forms as the foundation for us who are saved by grace.
那现在我们就来碰到这个问题了。
And here we come into this contact with this problem.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要回到我们在新约的光的里头，神给我们所看见的一个属灵的事实。
Brothers and sisters, we must re-enter into the light of the New Testament to reveal this fact that the Lord wants us to see.
虽然这个事实在我们初信的时候，也许在造就的课程的里头已经接触到了。
And we might have come into contact with this during our building up.
但是不一定留下很深刻的印象。
But this fact might not have left a very deep impression.
所以我们说我们蒙恩的根据乃是基督的死，我们都阿们。
The foundation of our being saved by grace is the death of Christ. We can say amen to that.
但是我们意识里头的那一个蒙恩，恐怕只是单单指着我们得救的这一点。
But that can only, to our mind, comprehend that that can only serve as our salvation.
那现在我们读到约书亚记的时候
，Now when we read Joshua，
那我们就看到了
，We can see，
原来说我们这些人在神面前蒙恩
，For us to be come before God by grace，
根据基督的死
，According to the death of Christ，
不是单单只做得救的那一件事
，Does not only singular point out salvation。
也是指着我们生命成长的这一件事
but also speaks on our growth
那这就是罗马书第六章里边所说的
and this is what is recorded in Romans chapter 6
罗马书六章里边所说的与基督同死同复活就把我们在神面前蒙恩的那个完整的事的根据完整的事实的根据就说明了。
And Romans chapter 6 tells us of the complete truth of our being saved before God that we have died with him and resurrected with Christ.
那我们先来注意这一个。
So let us first pay attention to this
matter. 我们说我们在神面前属灵的难处有两件非常非常厉害的事。
That we say that there's two very important spiritual difficulties before God that we have.
第一件是我们的罪。
The first matter is our sins.
第二是我们这个人。
Secondly is ourselves.
那我们的罪，那这个问题我们都知道。
We all know of our sins.
我们是罪人，这个事实我们也领会。
We also understand the fact that we are all sinners.
但是我们要看神如何来解决我们这个罪和我们这个罪人的时候，我们有些时候就摸得不透，不太清楚。
Sometimes we cannot fully comprehend how God deals with our sin and we being a sinner, how he deals with that.
那我们说，神借着十字架上他儿子的流血对付了我们的罪。
We say that God through the shedding of blood by his son on the cross had rid ourselves of our sins.
我们同时又说，
And we also say at the same time,
神借着他儿子钉在十字架上的这一件事，也对付了我们这一个人。
And we also say at the same time that God, through the nailing of His Son on the cross, has also dealt with our being a sinner.
但是我们平常多半是注意神儿子的死对付我们的罪，却很少会留意到十字架的死也是对付我们这个人。
And sometimes we only can understand that the death on the cross only deals with our sins, but it also deals with our being a sinner.
那所以当弟兄姊妹你读罗马书的时候呢
？So brothers and sisters, when we read Romans,
你读到第三章
，when we read chapter 3,
你就看见
，we can see
我们的罪在基督的身上给对付了
，that our sins were dealt with on Christ.
世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
That all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
但是借着耶稣基督的死，我们得挽回了。
But through the death of Jesus Christ, we have been redeemed.
那是对付罪的问题。
That deals with sin.
也是在十字架上，我们的主所显明的头一件功用的那个果效的问题。
And this is the very first result.Our Lord manifested when He was on the cross.
但等到我们读到罗马书第六章
，But when we read into Romans chapter 6,
我们就看见了。
Then we can see.
罗马书第六章不再是对付罪的问题了。
That Romans chapter 6 does not only deal with sin.
那是对付那个犯罪的根源的问题了。
It's dealing with the origins that commit the sin.
那什么是犯罪的根源呢
？And what are the origins that commit the sin?
罪人。
It's sinners.
罪人。
Sinners.
那怎为什么罪人是犯罪的根源呢
Why are sinners the origins of sin?
因为罪人的生命就是一个犯罪的生命
Because the life of a sinner is a life that commits sin
一个不拣选神的生命
It's a life that does not choose God
一个顶撞神的生命
A life that opposes God
那所以神来用在罗马书第六章的里头来对付这一个犯罪的生命
So God uses Romans chapter 6 to deal with this life that commits sin.
那么来解决人在神面前的难处。
And it corrects the hardship man has before God.
罪的问题解决了。
The problem of sin is solved.
犯罪的生命也解决了。
And the life that commits sin is also solved.
那么我这些人在神面前生命的成长就有条件了。
Then we who are going before the Lord, we are qualified.
那现在约旦河的这一段的历史，就是来发表这一个属灵的事实。
And the crossing of the River Jordan, the history here manifests this fact.
做了一个非常清楚的表明。
And it serves as a very clear sign here.
因为在过约旦河的的时候
，because when they were crossing the river Jordan，
神让人看见约柜进到河里
，God lets the men see that the ark has entered into the water，
并且很明确的告诉人说，这一件事情要永远成为可纪念的事
，and very clearly tells them that these stones are to be a memorial to the people of Israel forever。
那怎么去纪念这个事情呢
？And how they to remember this？
那从今以后你不能再看见约柜了。
Because we cannot see the ark anymore.
因为当时，就是他们当时也没有真正的看见约柜。
And even at that time, the people did not really see the ark.
那因为那个约柜还是用那个帐幕里头的那个幔子来包裹好，来才抬出来的。
Because the ark was still covered with the veil before it was carried out.
不过他们都知道幔子里头包着的那个就是约柜。
But they all knew that what's covered behind the veil is the ark.
因为没有人看见约柜而能存留的。
Because no one can ever see the ark and still be alive.
那现在他们看到那个约柜在约旦河里。
Now they see that the ark is in the river Jordan.
但它只有那么一次。
But only that very once.
以后的人再也看不见。
The people after can never see it again.
就算是他们看见，约柜也不在约旦河当中了。
And even if they did see it, the ark is no longer in the midst of river Jordan.
所以说在他即使站定的那个地方，搬十二块石头去。
So the Lord said to pick up 12 stones from the middle of the Jordan from right where the priest stood.
那为什么是这十二块石头呢？
And why 12 pieces of stone?
从上面我们晓得。
We can understand.
每一块石头就代表一个支派。
Each stone represents one tribe.
十二块石头就代表了十二个支派。
And 12 stones represent 12 tribes.
十二个支派都在神面前是蒙了恩典的人。
And these 12 tribes were saved by grace before God.
因为他们都是经过约柜先进去约旦河的那一条路。
Because they have all experienced the road that the ark first entered into the river Jordan.
他们都进到神的应许地。
And they can enter into the promised land.
这十二块石头。
So these 12 pieces of stone.
对当时的以色列人来说。
To the Israelites at
that time. 那是表明整个的以色列。
It represents the whole nation of Israel.
所有在神哪里蒙拣选的十二个支派。
And those 12 tribes were chosen by God.
就是神的百姓的团体。
And they were the unit of God's people.
十二块石头搬到那一边的时候。
And when the 12 pieces of stone were moved on shore.
就堆放在一起。
And they were put together.
就成了一个见证。
It became one testimony.
那弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
如果我们用新约的话来说这一点。
If we use the New Testament words.
那就是所有蒙恩的人聚集起来作为神的见证。
That all those who are saved by grace would become one witness for God.
那十二。
Now 12.
我们都知道那是神拣选的数字。
We know that it's the number chosen by God.
那也就是所有蒙神拣选的人，他们都要按照神的意思聚合起来，成为神的见证。
And we know all those that are chosen by God must be put together to witness God. To be the witness for God.
在新约里头我们看这个事情就 很清楚了。
And we're very clear when we look at this in the New Testament.
但是在当日以色列人还不懂得神永远的旨意的时候，但他们也按照神的话来发表神的心意。
And even at a time when the Israelites did not clearly understand the heart of God, they still did the will of God.
那现在问题就来了。
Here the problem arises.
那当了十二块石头拿起来的时候。
Now when these 12 pieces of stones were picked up.
在那原来拿起十二块石头的那个地方。
At the place where these stones were picked up.
神让约书亚从河东带去十二块石头。
God allowed Joshua to take 12 pieces from the east of River Jordan.
然后就把从河东带过来的十二块石头放回他们拿起石头的那个地方。
And to replace the 12 stones that they took from the middle of River Jordan.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这是非常严肃的一课。
This is a very important lesson.
如果我们只是看那个动作，那个动作是很简单的。
And if we only see the action is very simple.
拿起十二块石头，又摆回十二块石头进去。
And if they were just to take 12 pieces of stone and just put 12 back.
但是我们要问。
Then we have to ask.
神为什么要这样做？
Why did God do it in such a fashion?
神为什么要吩咐约书亚这样做？
Why did God command Joshua to do this?
那个目的在什么地方？
Where is the purpose?
绝对不会没有意义的。
There absolutely cannot be no purpose to this.
神所做的事情全都有意思在的。
That all that God does has its purpose.
弟兄姊妹，我们能领会。
Brothers and sisters, if we are to understand.
头十二块石头，首先拿起的十二块石头，就是最早提及的那些石头是代表以色列十二个支派，是不是？
And the 12 stones that were originally first picked up represents the Israelite tribes.
因为每一个支派拿一块。
Because each tribe took one stone.
那另外放进去那十二块呢？
And what about the 12 pieces
同样的也是代表十二个支派。
It also represents the 12 tribes.
那十二支派是什么？
What does it mean for the 12 tribes?
十二个支派就是人。
12 tribes means men.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们留意这一个，我们就知道了。
Brothers and sisters, when we pay attention to this, then we'll know.
从河东带过来的十二块石头就代表着过河的那十二个支派。
The 12 pieces of stone brought over from the east of River Jordan into the river represents the tribe that was crossing.
从河里拿起来那十二块石头是代表从水里上来的那十二个支派。
And the 12 stones that were taken from River Jordan represents 12 pieces of stone taken from the river.
那么这是代表是代表什么呢？
So what does this represent?
从河东带到河里头的那十二个支派，就是说死在那里的十二个支派。
And from the 12 tribes, the stones taken from east of Jordan, representing the 12 tribes entering into River Jordan, staying there means it died there.
那从河里头拿起那十二块石头，那就说明原来死在那里的那十二个支派，现在活着就到了应许了。
And so the 12 stones that are taken from the middle of River Jordan into the promised land represents that it died there, but now it has been taken to the promised land.
弟兄姊妹，你看到没有？这个是死而复活。
And this is, it has died and has resurrected.
放进去的那个是死。
What was put in is death.
拿出来的是复活。
What is taken out is resurrection.
那现在就说到这里，你要批人。十二个支派的人
and now speaks on these 12 tribes of people.
他们都进到死地
they have all entered into death.
然后又在复活的生命里头出来进入应许地
and they have all came out of this resurrected life into the promised land.
那弟兄姊妹到这里的时候我们就看清楚了
and brothers and sisters when we speak about
原来过约旦河乃是一个死而复活的生命的经历
Because crossing the River Jordan is an experience from death into life.
是进入死亡得生命的经历。
It's an experience to enter into death to gain life. This experience.
但是那个关键在什么地方呢？
But what is the key point here?
那个关键就在约柜先在约旦河。
The key is that the ark was first entered into River Jordan.
如果约柜不先在约旦河。
If the ark was not first placed in River Jordan,
十二个支派进入约旦河就都全程死在约旦河。
If the 12 tribes then entered, then they would all die in River Jordan.
那现在约柜在约旦河。
Now that the ark is in the River Jordan,
所以十二个支派进到约旦河里头，他们还能活着的上到应许地。
Now if the ark was first in the River Jordan, then the 12 tribes can enter and still be alive to enter into the land of Canaan.
那这样定之后，我们就看到神当时这一个安排，乃是要预表一个属灵生命的经历。
Brothers and sisters, then we can see that what God has planned represents experience of life.
那为什么说那十二个石头带到那边要做永远的证据呢？
Why does the 12 stones that's taken over has to be a memorial to the people?
因为这个死而复活的经历是存到永远。
Because this experience from death to life would be forever.
先是神儿子的死而复活造成人蒙恩的根基。
For the Son of God to enter into deathTo resurrect would be the foundation of our being saved by grace.
然后人借着接受神儿子这个死而复活的生命而进到复活的应许里头。
And for man, through man's faith to accept the salvation, we can enter into this life.
那所以我们感谢赞美神。
So we praise and thank God.
在这里就给我们看到一件事。
We can see one thing here.
我们蒙恩。
That we are blessed with grace.
根据乃是主
And it's according to God.
他的死
His death.
头一步救我们脱离了罪和死的权势
First saved us from sin and the dominion of death.
第二步的拯救乃是拯救我们脱离我们罪人的自己
And the second step of the salvation is to rid ourselves of being a sinner.
那所以那对对人和神的那个关系来说，
So this relationship between man and God,
我们看见是神和人换了位置。
That God and man switch places.
是约旦河，是约柜先下到约旦河。
That the ark first entered into the river Jordan.
约柜不应该在约旦河的。
That the ark should not be in River Jordan.
但是约柜到了约旦河。
But the ark went into River Jordan.
那是神跟人换了位置。
That is God switching places for men.
人不能经过约旦河而进入神的应许的。
Man cannot cross River Jordan into the promised land of God.
因为在应许里满是神的丰富。
Because in God's promise is full of His abundance.
只有在神里面的才是神的丰富。
Only when it's in God, it's God's abundance.
那现在人进到神的丰富里头了。
Now that man has entered into the abundance of God,
那是人本来不可以到的。
It's originally not planned for man.
但是人可以到了。
But now man is able.
那是人跟神换了一个位置。
It's because man has switched places.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们细细来读这一段事情的时候，你一直在让你看见位置互换的那个事实。
So when we read into this in detail, we can see that the switching of places takes place often.
为了表明这个事情在以色列人的子孙的当中，
It's for the sake to make this clear, to the children of Israel.
是神安排了十二块石头换十二块石头。
So God arranged for 12 pieces of stone to replace 12 pieces of stone.
当人看见岸上那十二块石头的时候，
And when man sees the 12 stones,
他们也一定会知道有另外十二块石头埋在水里。
And they will also know that there are the other 12 pieces of stone that are in the river.
并且是永远的埋在那里。
And it's in the river forever.
好，弟兄姊妹，你看到这又是一个位置的互换。
Brothers and sisters, then you can also see this switching of places there.
这个神与人，人与神，罪人与重生的人，那这些位置的换都是根据一个事实。
And brothers and sisters, you can see God and man, man and God, sinner and newborn man, these places being switched.
根据一个相同的事实。
It's according to one similar fact.
那就是基督神儿子的死。
And that is Christ, the Son of God's death.
当时所表明的就是约柜进到河里头。
And that's represented by the ark entering into River Jordan.
那我们感谢赞美主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
现在我们要问。
Now we must ask.
再一件事情。
In a matter.
为什么一定要在祭司站的那个地方拿那十二块石头？
Why are they to pick up the 12 pieces of stone from where the priest stood?
那如果我们能领会，那带到岸上那十二块石头是显表明这个复活的生命啊。
Now if we understood that these stones that were taken across to the shore represents life, resurrected life.
Represent life. 那我们就知道了。
And we would know
复活生命的显出一定是根据基督的死。
That the manifestation of resurrected life is according to the death of Christ.
那所以必须是在祭司所站的那一个地方去拿那十二块石头。
Therefore the stones must be taken from where the priest stood.
因为主的死才是复活的根基。
Because the death of our Lord is the foundation of resurrected life.
没有死就没有复活。
If there was no death, then there would be no resurrection.
但却不是你我的死可以带进复活。
But it's not your death or my death can bring us into resurrection.
只有基督的死才能带进复活。
But only the death of Christ can bring us into resurrection.
所以拿那十二块石头的地点必须是祭司所站立的那一个点。
So therefore, those stones taken must be where the priest stood.
那么我们感谢赞美主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
那当他们在过河的这一件事上面，
On this matter of them crossing the river,
那神让他们做了这样的一件事。
God had arranged for them to do such a thing.
那他们做了神让他们做这一件事。
for God to have them do such an action.
如果我们不读进那个话语里头所带着的那一个奥秘，
if we do not read into the mystery that these words bring forth,
我们大概就会说，哎，拿起那个石头就是做一些纪念品了。
We just say that taking up those stones are just for souvenir.
就是王师母带了一些迦南地的石头回来，叔叔也蒙了一些西乃山的石头回来，张弟兄也还装了一点约旦河水回来，是不是？还是用那个的东西回来。那这些带回来就，哎呀，这个是纪念品而已。
Just like our brothers and sisters who went to Israel took back some souvenirs.
但是这里不是纪念品。
But it is not souvenirs here.
是一个属灵经历的见证。
It is the witness of a spiritual experience.
是神向人敞开恩典的门的那个基础的见证。
It's the witness of God who has opened the path of grace. The gate of grace.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这是的确是太严肃的一件事。
Brothers and sisters, is indeed a very serious matter.
那所以过河还算是小事。
The crossing of the river is only minor.
过河的这个安排是大事。
But the arrangement of how to cross the river.
因为有这个安排，才显出过河的那件事情的属灵的意义。
Because only this arrangement of crossing the river can reveal the spiritual meaning.
现在我们回过头来就懂了。
Now we turn back, we'll understand.
为什么那个水流停在亚当城？
Why did that river stop at the city Adam?
我绝对不相信是那么偶然停在亚当城。
I don't think it was coincidental that it stopped there.
这第三章末了说水就在亚当城那里停住，不再往下流。
As recorded at the end of chapter 3, it piled up in a heap a great distance away at a town called Adam.
人家可以说是偶然碰巧了。
Man can say it's coincidental.
但是要是我们看到神那个安排的时候，偶然碰巧的这个话恐怕说不出口了。
But when we see the arrangement of God, we cannot say that anymore.
因为这的确是一个很大的事情。
Because indeed this was a great thing.
然后我们再看一点。
And then let us see another point.
那我们跳到十八节那里去看。
Let us jump to verse 18.
还耶和华约柜的祭司从约旦河里上来，脚掌将勒旱地约旦河的水就流到原处，仍旧涨过两岸。
And the priest came up out of the river carrying the ark of the covenant of the Lord. No sooner had they set their feet on the dry ground than the waters of the Jordan returned to their place and ran at flood stage as before.
那这是约旦河的原来的那个样子。
This was how the river Jordan was before.
那一直在那里流的约旦河水，一直告诉人说你进来就是死。
The river Jordan's flowing tells people that if you enter, it's death.
但是神在那里站立一下的时候，
But when God stood there,
水就停在亚当城。
Then the river stopped its flow at the city Adam.
哇，从亚当那里来的水流都截断了。
And it cut off the water that came from Adam.
这不是很显然给我们看到？
Does not this clearly reveal to us?
从亚当亚当城停水到以后水涨回原来那个样子，都是带着神要发表他心意的那一个意思在。
Does that not reveal to us from the water being cut off at Adam to the river going back to its old form, does that not tell us God's will?
那现在我们看到了。
Now we can see it.
那我们先把这个事情交通完了以后，我们再转一个方向。
We'll share on this first, and then we'll take a different direction.
过约旦河的人
，those crossing the river Jordan，
他们都看见约柜。
They can all see the ark.
也就是第三章里边，神说你们要在约柜的前面过去。
It is just as God said that you must cross before the ark.
那所以当约柜在约旦河那么久。
So for the ark to remain in the river Jordan that long,
以色列人就有路走进迦南。
Then the people of Israel has a path to enter into Canaan.
那现在约柜上来了。
Now that the ark has come up,
在约旦河水里头再没有约柜了。
And there's no more ark in the river Jordan.
你再看约旦河就是水，没有约柜。
And when you see the river Jordan, it's water, no more ark.
看不见约柜。
You cannot see the ark.
如果在这个时候你又进去约旦河。
And if at this time you enter into the river Jordan again,
你说刚才他们过去都可以呢，现在我也过去。
You said they just crossed and they could outcross now.
那你可以过去。
Yes, you can cross.
但是你进去你就沉在那里了。
But if you cross, you drown there.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这有点像红海的埃及的军兵了。
This is just like the soldiers of Egypt in the Red Sea.
这里就告诉我们一件事情很重要。
This tells us of a very important
matter. 他们能走过约旦河乃是因为看见约柜。
They were able to cross the river Jordan is because of at the sight of the ark.
是看见在约旦河里的约柜。
Because they saw the ark that was in the river Jordan.
弟兄姊妹不要说我说话说的那样复杂。
Brothers and sisters, don't think I'm being complicated.
因为这是很关键的。
Because this is very key.
只有当你看见约柜在约旦河里的时候，你才有路。
Only when you see the ark is in the river Jordan, then you have a path.
你没有看见约柜在河里头的时候，你就没有路。
When you do not see the ark in the river Jordan, you have no path.
那我们用新约的话来说。
We use the words in the New Testament.
看见主的死。
When we see the Lord's death,
我们在属灵的成长上就有路。
Then we have a path in our spiritual growth.
看不见主的死。
If we do not see his death,
那么我们这个人就打回原形。
Then we will return to our old form.
我们就活在肉体的里头。
We'll live in the flesh.
在属灵的成长上就没有路。
There is no way.For us to go in our spiritual growth.
所以我们说，生命的成长是根据我们认识十字架的工作。
Therefore, we say that our spiritual growth is if we can see the work of the cross.
那为什么根据十字架的工作呢？
Why is it according to the work of the cross?
因为那是主的死的所在。
Because that is the death where our Lord.
什么时候我们看见十字架的死？
When we can see the death on the cross,
我们在属灵的成长上就有路。
Then we have a path on our spiritual growth.
为什么有路呢？
Why do we have a path then? First,
你看见十字架的死，乃是神爱我们爱到极处的那个记号。
Because first you'll see the death on the cross represents the Lord, our God loving us to the extreme.
神爱我们爱到一个地步，连他怀里的独生子都没有留下。
That God loved us that He did not keep His one and begotten Son.
那十字架就告诉我们这一点。
The cross tells us of this.
不仅是给我们领会这一点。
Not only for us to understand this.
也叫我们看见十字架把人与神的那个间隔打开了。
But to also let us see that it has opened the way for man to God.
因为十字架就殿里的幔子从上到下裂开两半。
Because the veil was torn in half on the cross.
从象征上来说，就是人到神面前的路打通了。
And in truth, it has opened the way for man to come before God.
从实际上面来说，
And practically,
乃是十字架除掉我们肉体的活动。
The cross has taken the activity of our flesh.
我们的生命的成长就没有障碍。
And has taken that away, so there would be no hindrance for our spiritual growth.
弟兄姊妹，我们什么时候让神光照我们，知道肉体的活动是如何的妨碍生命的成长，我们才知道十字架的那个果效是那样的严肃。
Brothers and sisters, when we can see how much hindrance the activity of the flesh can hinder our spiritual growth, then we can see how the results of the cross on the cross how important that is.
所以当那个祭司的脚一插上岸的时候，水一回流，你再也没有不再看见约柜在水里。
Therefore, as soon as the priest's foot was set on dry ground, then the river returned to its old form.
虽然这个历史的事实会过去，
and even though this history will pass,
但是所带出那个属灵的原则永远不过去。
But this spiritual principle would never pass.
我们经历神的工作，乃是借着死而复活的基督。
When we experience God's work, it's from the true life.
我们一直在神面前的成长，也是一直注视着这一位死而复活的基督。
And
我们继续的成长。
And our continual growth is focusing on this resurrected Christ.
我们用什么？这是很重要的一点。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very
important point.
When we have not seen the resurrected Christ,
或者说我们什么时候没有看见为我们进入死地的主，
when we have not seen this Lord who have entered into death for us,
我们在属灵的路上，我们看见没有路。
We cannot see a path on our spiritual life.
因为我们给我们自己完全的封闭住了。
Because we're closed off in ourselves.
那好，现在我们要转一个方向来看第十章里头的事。
Now we have turned a different direction to read chapter 4.
这一点也许是看得比较深一点。
This might be going into a little deeper.
也许也是一些知识上的问题。
And it might also deal with knowledge.
但是如果你再往深看一看的时候，我们就看见神做工的法则在哪里。
But if you go from knowledge in a little deeper, then we can see the principle of God's work.
那弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
现在我要问弟兄姊妹们一个问题了。
First, I must ask brothers and sisters a question.
我们有没有印象？
Do we have an impression?
神对约书亚说话，就第一章对约书亚说话的时候是什么时候？
What was the time the Lord God spoke to Joshua in chapter 1?
那是什么日子？
What was the time?
你说道理没说，我们怎么知道？
You say that it was not recorded, how should we know?
那里的确是没有说。
Indeed, it was not recorded there.
但是有一些事情可以给我们算。
But there are something that we can calculate.
我们晓得，在这里就告诉我们说，他们过了河的那一天，就是踏进迦南地的那一天，是正月初十日。
And it was recorded that the day that they crossed the river Jordan into the land of Canaan was on the 10th day of the first month.
那这个日子也很特别，是不是？
And this day is very special, isn't it?
弟兄们记得有什么特别在这一天？
The brothers and sisters remember what's so special about this 10th day?
是预备逾越羊羔的那一天。
It is the day that you prepare the lamb for Passover.
当然在这一点和这里没有直接的关系。
Of course, here it has no direct relations to that point.
也许有，但是我还没有看到。
Maybe there is, but I myself have not seen it.
什么时候弟兄姊妹们看到这些可以交通给我们？
If any brothers and sisters see this point, then you can share with us.
但是我们晓得。
But we do know.
那他们是正月初十上了迦南地。
It was on the 10th day of the first month that they entered into Canaan.
那么我们就来看吧，在他们渡过约旦河以前，在神跟他们说话，跟约书亚说话以后，他们花了多少天游走约旦河东？
Then we can see how many days they have spent in the river Jordan, east of the river Jordan, when God spoke to Joshua.
我们留意了，要倒转来算了。
Then we'll count backwards.
他们在基扎等了三天就过河。
They waited at Shittim three days.
他们从原来他们所住的地方前进，不 是记载，是那个闸亭来到离开闸亭来到约旦河边是三天。
And from Shittim to the bank of the river is 3 days.
那么两个探子回到闸亭报讯，那又是三天多一些。
And it's just a little bit over 3 days from the spies to go over to Jericho and back.
那五天多一些。
It's a little more than 6 days.
那然后
，And then，
啊，约书亚告诉他们说要预备粮食三天。里头要动准备过要动身过河。
And from Joshua to tell them to prepare, is another 3 days.
那又是三天。
Another 3 days there.
那合起来那个多一点，那就差不多十天了。
And therefore it's just a little, bit, almost 10 days.
我们这样一算。
And if we calculate it in this way.
那倒推过去倒推，我们也能看到。应该是正月初一。
It should be the first day of the first month.
神从约书亚说话。
But God spoke to Joshua.
那我们还有一些字句我们要留意的。
Then we have to also pay attention to the wording.
那我们从生命记第一章里头看到。
We can see that from Deuteronomy chapter 1.
40年的十一月。初一日他们到了约旦河东。
And that was in the 40th year on the first day of the 11th month they were at the east of River Jordan.
那么然后摩西就在那里跟他们讲生命记。
And it was there that Moses spoke Deuteronomy to them.
那讲完以后摩西就死了。
And Moses died after he finished speaking.
那当摩西死了以后，以色列人在约旦，在那个摩亚平原为摩西哀哭了30天。
And after the death of Moses, the people of Israel wept for Moses at the plains of Moab for 30 days.
那我们看到。
And then we can see.
当他们哀哭完毕了。
When they finished weeping.
神就对约书亚说话了。
Then that was when God spoke to Joshua.
那我们看到。
Then we can see.
他们哀哭完毕，神就向约书亚说：“你要起来，不能在这种哀伤的光景里头待下去。”
After they finished weeping, God spoke to Joshua that you must rise up and cannot remain in this state any longer.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们来注意这一个。
Brothers and sisters, when we pay attention to this,
所以我们说。过约旦河的整个的准备是从正月初一开始的。
So we can say that the preparation of crossing the River Jordan started on the first day of the first month.
是从神向人说话的那一刻开始的。
It started with God's, the moment God spoke to men.
这里头就我们留意到两件很重要的事。
This lets us pay attention, focus on two very important matters. First,
人要是跟随神走神的路，
If man follows God to walk God's path,
必须要根据神的话做起头。
Must be in accordance to God's words at the very beginning.
没有神的话做起头，
If there was no God's words to start with,
那么人一切的起头都是起头在人自己的里头。
It only begins with man.
那这是第一件。
That is the first matter.
第二件事情。
The second matter.
神给人一切的带领。
That all the guidance that God bestows man.
不管人的那一个经历或者是遭遇或者是心情是如何的光景。
It's not in accordance to man's feelings or man's experience or what they encounter.
神不能用作里面不清心的人来接上神的托付。
Because God cannot use those who are not pure in heart to take up what He has given them.
那所以 当约书亚跟以色列人还在那一种忧伤的光景里的时候，
therefore when the people of Israel were still in that situation when they were weeping,
还在心情沉重的时候，
when their hearts were still heavy,
神给他们一个新的起头，
God gave them a new beginning.
所以是正月初一，
so therefore it's the first day of the first month.
我们记得这一件事情，
when we remember this,
当以色列人出埃及的时候，
When the people of Israel exited Egypt,
神跟摩西转给以色列人说，
God spoke through Moses to the people of Israel.
你们要以这一个月为正月。
That you must make this day the first day of the first month. First month.
This month be first month.
This to be the first month.
弟兄姊妹，我们读出埃及记的时候已经看到了。
We can see this when we read
Exodus. 神要领人进入他的工作。
That God wants to lead man into his work.
神要人得到一个新的起头。
That God wants man to gain a new beginning.
现在在约书亚记我们又看见。
We can see this again in Joshua.
虽然是这里没有明明说出约书神是正月初一向约书亚说。
Even though it does not record clearly here that God spoke to Joshua on the first day of the first month.
但是我们这样一算就算出来。
But we can calculate this.
神把一个很重要的属灵原则隐藏在他这一段日子工作的记录的里头。
And God has hidden a spiritual principle in the days of his work here.
好了，到末了。
At the very end.
那又再提到那十二块石头。
When it mentions again the 12 pieces of stone.
那弟兄姊妹们，到这里我们看到在第四章的里边已经是第三次提到那十二块石头了。
We can see here that it's the third time it mentions about these 12 pieces of stone.
你说那样反反复复的提那十二块石头干什么？
Why does it repeatedly mention about these stones?
那么那十二块石头带到河这一边就立在基甲。
And for the 12 pieces of stone to bring on shore and to put it at Gilgal.
那么立在那里的时候又在吩咐他们。
And when it was established there, God commanded them again.
你们的子孙以后问你们这是什么意思，你们就要这样这样这样说。
And in the future when your descendants ask their fathers, you have to say it this way, this way.
啊，注意最末了的那一节。
Pay attention to the last verse.
要使地上万民都知道耶和华的手大有能力，也要使你们永远敬畏耶和华你们的神。
So that all the peoples of the earth might know that the hand of the Lord is powerful and that you might always fear the Lord your God.
那你们这个做什么？
Why is it you keep the stones there?
乃是要叫人知道，所有人在神面前要蒙恩典的话，只能靠着神自己所做的工。
So for the peoples of the earth to, for grace to bestow upon them, it must be according to God's work.
不能靠着人自己所做的。
And you cannot rely on the work of man.
那仿佛不住的来交通这十二块石头。
And it repeatedly mentions about these 12 pieces of stone.
那乃是
It's because
不住的叫我们去留意主的死和主的复活。
Because it wants us to continue to remind us of the death of the Lord and His resurrection.
并且看见承受恩典乃是经历死而复活的果效。
And also for us to see that when grace is bestowed is through death into life.
那当人不住的在这个经历死而复活的事上面更新的时候，
And when we continue to renew in this principle of from death into life,
就维持人长久地活在神的心意里。
It sustains man to live in the heart of God.
那到这里我们就要特别地留意两件事情了。
And to this point, we must pay attention to two very important matters.
在这里就是十九节以后，那神告诉他们说，你们的子孙一问的时候，你们要怎么说
After verse 19, it reads, in the future when your descendants ask the Father, God tells them what to say.
他说啊，就是因为神使你们的祖宗走过约旦河。
Tell them Israel crossed the Jordan on dry ground.
又像从前神使你们的祖宗走过红海。
Just as if God has caused your ancestors to cross the Red Sea.
弟兄姊妹，当他们一问这十二块石头，神就叫他们去接触那两次从水中走过的经历。
And when they ask about these 12 pieces of stone, God brings them into the experience of crossing these two rivers.
一个是红海，
one is the Red Sea.
一个是约旦河。
The other is the River Jordan.
没有红海就不能走，不没有走过红海就不能走过约旦河。
For those who have not crossed the Red Sea, they cannot cross the River Jordan.
那走过约旦河的一定有红海的经历。
For those who have crossed the River Jordan must have the experience of crossing the Red Sea.
你说那些在旷野里头出生的人，他们没走过红海。
Then you say those who were born in the wilderness have not crossed the Red Sea.
他们还是走过红海。
Yes, but they have still crossed the Red Sea.
他们是在用希伯来书的话说，他们在他们祖宗的腰里走过约旦河。
In the words of Hebrew, they have crossed the Red Sea in the loins of their ancestors.
用我们现在的话来说，乃是他在他们祖宗的细胞的里头走过约旦河。
In our words now that they have crossed the Red Sea.
对不对，走过红海。
They have crossed the Red Sea in the cells of their ancestors.
哦，弟兄姊妹，所以过约旦河的人一定有红海的经历。
So for those who have crossed the River Jordan, they must have the experience of crossing the Red Sea.
没有红海的经历就不能过约旦河。
And without the experience of crossing the Red Sea, they cannot cross the River Jordan.
我们刚才也提了。
And we have also mentioned.
过红海乃是脱离罪和死。
Crossing the Red Sea, it's ridding themselves of sin and the dominion of death.
过约旦河乃是对付人的自己来进入神应许的丰富。
And crossing the River Jordan deals with the sinner himself before entering into the land of the promised land.
带到河西那十二块石头。
And to bring the 12 pieces of stone,
永远在那里说明神指引人所该走的那条属灵的路。
Points forth the path that we should walk on the spiritual path that we should walk before God.
走过红海。
That we cross the Red Sea.
再走过约旦河。
And cross the River Jordan also.
就到了应许地。
Then we have reached the promised land.
就享用神的丰富。
And take up the abundance of God.
很可惜我们这次在那里没有看到这十二块石头。
Unfortunately, we did not see these 12 pieces of stone there.
不过这些可以过去。
But these can pass.
但是神的作为没有过去。
But God's work will not pass.
神的法则也没有过去。
God's principles will not pass.
我想今天晚上我和弟兄姊妹就交通到这。
I think we just end our sharing here tonight.